AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. President Trump says he has directed Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin to send direct payments to families to help them during the pandemic. Also,
I'm ready to send $105 billion to the states to help open schools safely with additional PPE. And Democrats are holding this up.
There is no deal yet in Congress on a new coronavirus economic relief bill. The president is traveling to New York. His brother Robert is in a hospital there. Officials say he is seriously ill. In Delaware, Joe Biden and running mate Kamala Harris signed papers to make their Democratic presidential runs for president and vice president official.
I'm starting off by signing Delaware, and the senator is going to sign California. And then you guys need to get down to the real work and get all the states. And territory.
Back at the White House, President Trump criticized Joe Biden for taking credit for the deal reached yesterday between Israel and the United Arab Emirates.
That was a great deal made by very talented people that work with me, and it's been praised all over the world. And what you'll see now is other countries will come into that deal, and you'll have peace in the Middle East. And Biden doesn't even know, he doesn't even know the name of the countries I'm talking about.
Utah Republican Senator Mitt Romney says politicians attacking the vote-by-mail system are threatening global democracy, but stop short of criticizing President Trump, who has been openly against an expected surge of mail-in ballots. The National Association of Letter Carriers is endorsing Joe Biden for president, saying President Trump has long been hostile to the post office. A congressional watchdog says the two most senior officials in the Department of Homeland Security, Acting Secretary Chad Wolf and his acting deputy Ken Cuccinelli, were improperly appointed to the posts under federal law by the Trump administration in violation of the Vacancy Reform Act. This is AP News. New Jersey is going to move to a nearly all-male election this November. Governor Phil Murphy says it will follow the model the state set in the July primary.
We saw increased participation, the second highest state primary turnout in history, and that was behind a primary for the presidential election in 2008.
Murphy didn't mention President Trump by name, but alluded to the president's comments about starving the Postal Service of cash to make it harder to process millions of mail ballots. The latest guidance from the American Academy of Pediatrics is that children ages 2 years and older can and should wear cloth face coverings when not able to physically distance. Dr. Lee Beers is the Academy president.
The best way to get our kids back into school and back into in-school learning is to decrease the spread of coronavirus, right? And so by wearing masks, we can help decrease the spread of coronavirus.
I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.